Here is a daily word of encouragement for you. How many times have you made a mistake and instantly said, "I'm so dumb"? Or how many times have you looked in the mirror and said, "I look so fat," or something else that's just really degrading to yourself? Or when someone says something hurtful, you say, "I probably deserved it." You might think that this negative thought pattern is not hurting you, but it's hurting you worse than you could possibly imagine. See, 2 Corinthians 10:1 through 5 says, "By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be toward people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. See, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." So this war that we are in is a war that we can't see, but can only see the effects of. See, our enemy will try and convince you who have been adopted as a child of God, you have no worth. And when we listen to those lies and agree with them, then we start to tell ourselves those lies. It becomes ingrained into our thought pattern. He has a stronghold. And if you don't know what a stronghold is, it's this: the devil has a stronghold on you. So how do we get him to let go? By using weapons that aren't of this world. Verse 5 says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." So number one, we invite Jesus not only to help us with this battle, but to fight this battle for us. Number two, we test the thoughts that don't match with God's character. Number three, the thoughts that aren't from Him, we take captive and we toss those out. These negative thoughts may have had a stronghold, but we have an even stronger God. And greater is He that is in me than he who is in the world.